studio, I have a special young woman, Aura Scher, who is a young voice from the heart of Limud's youth program, which is called, here's a surprise, Young Limud. Now, many might think of Limud as a place for lectures and adult learning, which it is, of course, but Young Limud is proof that there's a whole other world of fun, discovery, and connection for kids and teens. And Aura's here to tell us what it's really like, from the friends she's made to the surprises that keep her coming back. Aura, it's so nice to see you in the studio. Have you ever been in a radio studio before?
No, this is my first time.
And so far, so good? Or should I ask you that at the end?
All good for now.
How old are you and which school do you go to?
I am 12 and I go to Yeshiva College.
And when was the first time you went to Limud?
So I was about 9, which was about 3 years ago.
And what did you think? Well, you must have liked it because I think you've come back.
This is going to be our third year. It was absolutely amazing. I'm so happy that we're continuing to go.
What made it so amazing?
So it's hard to honestly say one thing, but it was amazing. The friends, the food, just being with everyone. I haven't been to any of the talks yet, but I have heard from my parents, from some of my other friends, that they have been absolutely amazing.
I wanted to ask you if Limud is not just boring lectures for adults.
It's for adults maybe, but for kids there's way more than just lectures. There's fun time with your friends, there's Young Limud, there's always meals, there's a full on buffet, and it's just fun.
Do you have people organizing the Young Limud?
Yes. So there are, I think, 3 different stages of Limud. There are like the toddlers, which is age, I think, 1 to 3. Then there is like kids, which is, I think, age 4 to 7. Then there is tween Limud, which is my age group, from, I think, the age of 8 or 9 to the age of 12. And then there's young, and then there's teens.
So what would be some of the things you did? I know you said it's lots of fun, but can you give me like 1 or 2 activities?
So with Young Limud, the first time I went, we planted pots. We got like water bottles.
Okay, that's unusual.
Yeah, we painted caps. Last year we played Kahoot, and I'm really excited to see what's in store for us this year.
Your brother's here. Ariel, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And have you been to Limud before?
Yeah.
How many times?
Same as her.
Same as her. And what do you think of Limud?
Love it.
What's the best part?
Last year, one of my coaches at the club that I play at for soccer, he came and he did soccer for us.
Wow. And is it just fun, or do you make new friends?
1 year I made a new friend, but the rest of the time my friends have came with me.
So you bring friends from school?
Yeah.
And which school do you go to?
Yeshiva College.
Alright, what about for you? Is it a place to make new friends?
110%. It is the best way to interact with new people.
And the Young Limud come from everywhere, right? From across the whole country.
Yeah.
So it really is more than just your school friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you, you mentioned before the food, because of course it's a Jewish event. And you said there's lots to eat. I mean, I would hate to think there isn't. Is there lots to eat, and do you join the adults when you have meals?
So basically what happens is there this year, my father told me that there's going, like at Young Limud, there will be like a supper for the children. But yes, we do usually join the adults for like main courses.
And then you stay with your parents, right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're in a room with them.
I mean, as I'm asking you, I'm thinking, really, that's not a bit of a stupid question. What they're going to do, put you on a kibbutz? Here there's an amazing story of a project that you took on at Limud a few years ago. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, so 3 years ago was my first Limud. And at that Limud, I was taught about Project 9 to 9, 929 chapters of the Tanakh.
Wow.
This Limud will actually be the 3-year anniversary. And we are actually almost done.
That's amazing. So what do you actually do? Are you sitting and reading it?
So every night, me and my dad, we sit and we learn a chapter for a night. Sometimes we feel like we'll go slightly ahead, or if we're behind, then we'll catch up.
That's amazing. And Ariel, do you sit in with them?
No. It's in her room.
It's in her room. Otherwise, you really would go and sit there, right?
No.
What do you do instead?
I either just go to sleep or I go lie in my mom's bed with her.
Ariel, if anyone's listening to this and they're your age, why would you tell them to come to Young Limud? Why should they come?
Because I'm going to be there.
Well, that's pretty honest, a pretty good reason.
And also, me and Ar- she also forgot to say that we also, last year I think we went at Durban Limud, like by this restaurant, I made, like I played with literally all the kids. So fun.
Was it so fun?
Yeah.
Or you've been for to Durban Limud as well then?
Yes.
And is it very different from Joburg Limud?
Honestly, I would say so. From the one that we went to, it was because that one was like, it was one day, and this one, it was, it's a Shabbaton, obviously. But like, I feel like it's very different. Like the Young Limud feels very different. The activities are also very different. Like it's one day, it's outside. Usually Young Limud's inside, like, yeah, it's I love both, but I feel like Durban Limud is like slightly different to Joburg.
And or if someone's listening and they're thinking maybe I should go, maybe I shouldn't. I mean, you're going to be a teen Limud, right?
Yeah, next year.
Next year. Why would you tell someone to come?
I would tell them to come because it's the best way to interact with new people, to try new foods, and to just be with your community, socialize, and just like have fun.
It sounds amazing. I wish it was around when I was your age. Ariel, any last thing you want to say?
Then also at Young Limud, they also last year they had a rabbi come to speak to us. Some people found it boring, like me, but lots of people enjoyed it. And there's like two people who run the Young Limud. One is my teacher. It's called Maura Michaela. And we call her Maura Mix. And then it's another Maura Michaela at my school who does it also.
And they're excellent at what they do, right?
Yeah. I prefer that my teacher one. Don't tell her that.
Okay, I won't. I hope she's not listening. What happens if she's listening?
I'm cooked.
Or anything else you want to say?
No, really. The thing that I think I just want to end off with, I hope that everyone who is coming has the best time and that everyone gets to just socialize and have an amazing time.
Aura and Ariel Sher, you're both so eloquent and you're both so lovely. Thank you for coming into the studio and talking to us about Young Limud, and I'll see you this coming weekend. Not that I'm planning to attend the Young Limud, but I think you're going to see so many people from the community and elsewhere attending Limud. So a reminder, this weekend, limud.org.za.